Hello.
Good afternoon, Patrick. It's Aaron calling you back from INS Law Share. How are you?
Hi there.
Just for data protection, Patrick, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
48 Gintershall Terrace, 26/9/1972.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Patrick. I do appreciate that. I've just recently sent you an email in regards to getting your application sent off. I do apologise about the delay. I've had some technical difficulties with my computer this morning. Great start on Monday. But I just need to quickly get some further information from yourself that I did miss earlier, and that is my apologies. Mm-hmm. I just need to find out where you are registered with your doctors, please.
You might know where my doctor is?
No, just the name of the practice.
It's Springburn Health Centre. It's Dr. Colton. I couldn't remember the name earlier on, but it's Dr. Colton, P-O-L-T-O-N.
Ah, okay.
I've just recently joined it, obviously, because I just recently moved, so.
Yeah. Okay. And do you know an address that you lived in prior to being placed in care?
Sorry?
Do you know an address that you lived in prior to being placed into care?
I don't know if we were in care when we were in Bullerland. I can't remember that far back. 98 Pinkerton Avenue. I don't know the postcode. It's in Rutherglen. I don't know if we were there or whether I don't know. It's too far back. My memory's hazy.
Yeah, no, of course. What was the? Do you know what the town was called? Sorry.
Rutherglen.
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 Ruth.
No, how do you spell Rutherglen? Rutherglen.
Okay, perfect. And can I just quickly grab the names of your mother and father, please?
Mary and Patrick.
Mary and Patrick?
Yes.
Okay, have they got the same surname?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
I think they have. To honestly, I don't know because they were never married. I can tell you. I know my mother's maiden name was Mulholland, but I don't know if she went by Mulholland. I have no idea.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. Not a problem. Yes. Obviously, I do apologise for missing that information out. It's just so some local authorities they can request, ask for the names of your mother and father.
Yeah. Since you're on the phone, somebody contacted me. A legal advisor. Is that correct? Solicitor, I don't know. They wanted to come to the house and make the same papers. I have no idea.
Right, okay, so that's not ourselves. That's another law firm trying to basically cold call you.
They're nothing to do with you?
No, they're nothing to do with ourselves.
Because they're coming to see me on Thursday.
Right, okay, yeah, well, obviously, yeah, you can tell them or you've signed up to another law firm.
I can stress it too easy, pal. I'm on a lot of medications for a lot of different things, and my heat's going to get puzzled. I don't want people cold calling me and trying to get me to do something that I don't want to do because that's just not going to happen,
Yeah, no, of course, I completely understand it, Patrick. It's been quite a common thing we've been hearing. Some people have made the inquiry up online to ourselves, like yourself, and then by the time we've even contacted them, these people have been at the door the next day.
So it's nothing to do with you?
No, it's 100% nothing to do with
you. Can I ask another question while I'm on the line? Is there going to be a chance I need to go to court?
No, not at all, Patrick. Everything's
is that a definite? Because I don't want to waste anybody's time. I'm not standing up in front of anybody. It's just going to be too horrific for us. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, no, of course. No, we completely understand that. No, with the Scottish Redress Scheme, everything's all done behind closed doors. An independent panel looks at your case independently.
Right.
And all we do as your law firm is we'll advise you of when that panel date will be and also the conclusions of the case. But you or I don't have to attend anywhere. We do all the work for you.
Right, thanks very much.
Not a problem.
That's a big stress off on.
Of course, no, I completely understand that.
Forgot to ask earlier on my new phone.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that, Patrick.
If they called me again to say no.
You just tell them you've already got representation.
I mean, you were just off the phone and they phoned. I don't know how quick it is, but I think about an hour has passed and, they're on the phone.
Yeah. See, it's quite frustrating as well for yourselves and for I, because obviously we we don't sell any details or contact details, anything onto like third party, nothing like that. We're not onto do those. We're obviously a law firm, so we keep all of our clients' details.
It's just strange how they phoned.
Yeah.
I mean, how would they know?
Did you make any other inquiries online, or was it just
literally
ourselves?
Just that one. It just popped up when I was on my phone, and that's it. I've no went anywhere else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm gonna pass this on to my manager. Obviously, of the incident that's happened, and just see obviously if we can do anything in the background as to what's going on. You know, do a little bit of an investigation, because obviously I don't even know how, you know, these people have presently got the details.
Yeah.
Our website's all secure, so obviously I'm gonna flag this with my IT department as well and see what we can do.
Right.
But thank you for making me aware of that, Patrick.
No worries. Okay.
Thank you for the details.
Mate, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Speak to you soon.
Right, bye.